How you guys doing?
Good, you?
Hanging in there.
Seems like that's kind of the mentality of the team right now, is hanging in there.
I think you gotta work to move forward. You know, I mean, obviously the last couple weeks have been very frustrating for everybody involved, with the program, fans, certainly players and coaches. But I mean, the goal's got to be improvement, and we get a really good opportunity this week. You know, obviously a fantastic opponent. I mean, you know, it's Michigan, you know, at Michigan. So definitely an opportunity for us as a football team, and we got a good chance to go out there and you know, put one out on Saturday. You know, I mean, we got to have a good performance. We haven't had that in the last couple of weeks, and that's always the goal. So we got to work to improve this week, and hopefully have a good one on Saturday.
You got to prepare for a couple different quarterbacks, though. I mean, you know, does it change your mindset or what you have to do this week that you don't know if it's going to be Gardner or Robinson?
I'm not exactly sure. You know, obviously trust the coaching staff on that as the schemes that they're going to put in, and you know, obviously you're going to have to notice which guys back there, a little bit different players, different types of athletes. But I mean, as far as schematically wise, you just got to kind of do your job. You know, we'll be put in the right position to do it, and we just got to execute.
Who's the best quarterback that you played against in that respect? You know, the scrambler type guy?
You know, I'm not sure. I think, personally, I mean, Dan Persa was a heck of a, scrambler, and he was really, really good at getting outside the pocket and making throws. But, you know, as far as this week, you know, obviously very talented guys. You know, Denard, extremely talented, whether, you know, he's going to go or not, who knows. But, you know, you got to prepare, obviously, as if he is, and also the other guy's a great player as well. So, you know, we definitely just got to focus on improving ourselves, you know, because if, you know, obviously the kind of performances we put on the last couple of weeks, you know, it's not good enough to beat anybody, so, you know, let alone the University of Michigan.
The fans focus so much on what you haven't done, four-game losing streak, looking backwards. How difficult is it to focus on what's coming up?
You know, I think as a football player, as a competitor, you got to almost be a little bit like a jet pilot. You know, there's not really any time to look back. You know, you're moving, you got to move forward, because there's, you know, if you take time looking back and you know, wondering about what ifs, you know, what could have been, should have been, you know, then you're going to spend most of all your time doing that, and it's really not productive at all for you. And I think if we want to, you know, we got a great opportunity this weekend, and if we, you know, if we dwell on the past and what could have been this season, what, you know, or where we could have been had, you know, the last 4 weeks been different, then, you know, we'll probably go out and not play as well as we could, you know, if we had just moved on and tried to really just improve and focus on this week. So.
How much of a toll does a losing streak like this take on you guys when you have, like, that set routine of, okay, this is how I handle Sunday, this is how I handle Monday, Tuesday, and so on and so forth?
It probably builds a little bit cumulatively, you know, taking that and having been a frustrating 4 week skid there. But, you know, I think the same rules apply, really. I mean, it's really got to be 24-hour rule. You have to be religious with the way you handle things. And whether it's win or loss, you got to flush it and you got to move on. Because if you don't, you know, you can't let what's happened in the past affect the future, you know. And you can say one way or the other whether we've let that happen this year or not. But you really can't do it. I mean, if you want to be a successful athlete, if you want to be successful in anything, you can't really let the past, you know, affect you moving on in the future.
So. This year's senior class has never lost to Michigan, and conversely, their senior class has never beat you guys, and it's their senior day, and you know, how much does that emotional whatever it is factor in once the game starts?
You know, maybe there's a certain extra added juice on either side, you know, because of that. I mean, really, it's the first time I thought about it when you told me, you know. I mean, obviously, you know, looking back now, obviously we have been in the last couple of years, but it is, I mean, it's a new game. It's a new situation. I mean, last year has really nothing to do with this year, you know, and 2 years ago certainly has nothing to do with this year. You know, all the faces have changed, you know, and you know, the schemes are different sometimes. And so there's a little bit of that revenge deal, I guess. I don't know. But as a football player, I know it's never been a really big motivating factor for me personally. Just the motivating factor is, do we get a football game? We get a chance to play. You get a chance to put on the uniform. You get a chance to play this great game. I mean, for the, you know, represent this great state. And I think that's more motivation to, you know, to, for every game, every opportunity that you get, you know, and maybe there's a little extra added thing there, but, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's another opportunity to play this great game.